1077 The River online exclusive.
You're driving and the weather all of a sudden turns really nasty and it starts to rain, or maybe it thunders, or maybe you're all of a sudden in the middle of a snowstorm and you get kind of afraid. Fear actually improves your vision and your decision making. So when you are afraid, all of a sudden, poof, you see stuff that you normally wouldn't see when you're driving. And maybe I should slow down now, or maybe I'll pull over to the side, or maybe I'll keep going.
See, that's great for when you're driving, make you safer. Not as good as when you're a passenger with Kathy Martin and you're afraid.
Yeah.
Because then you notice even more of how many laws she's breaking. You know how...
But it improves your decision-making, so next time
you won't get in the car
that's with
for
me.
Sure. Bring your own airbags. 'Twas the night of Thanksgiving, but I just couldn't sleep. I tried counting backwards. I tried counting sheep. The leftovers beckoned, the dark meat and white. But I fought the temptation with all of my might. Tossing and turning with anticipation, the thought of a snack became infatuation. So I raced to the kitchen, flung open the door, and gazed at the fridge full of goodies galore. Gobbled up turkey and buttered potatoes, pickles and carrots and beans and tomatoes. I felt myself swelling so plump and so round, till all of a sudden I rose off of the ground. I crashed through the ceiling, floating into the sky with a mouthful of pudding and a handful of pie. Pumpkin, of course. But I managed to yell as I soared past the trees, "Happy eating to all, pass the cranberries, please. May your stuffing be tasty, may your turkey be plump, may your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious, may your pies take the prize, may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off of your thighs."
That's wonderful. Although I know that you didn't write it, because there's a mention of carrots in there.
I almost stopped and be like, pickles and...
That's wonderful.
Beets.
I think a lot of us feel that way too during Thanksgiving, where you eat and eat and eat and you just can't eat enough. And then when you finally eat too much...
It's funny you go into it too with full knowledge.
Yes.
Like, oh, I don't want to eat as much this year as I did last year. And then you plow into that like it's a pile full
That's
of leaves
exactly
in the backyard.
Right. Like you're never going to eat again.
Yeah, she's a new season. The Canadian season begins tonight.
Are you pretty optimistic about the...
Of course.
...future for your team?
Of course. We had a great goalie. Snipers. We invented poutine.
Well, there you go.
But I just love the... I can't even tell you what I've been texting this morning, because it's just... Guys, we can be so crude. You hear the story out of Montreal, one of the players, PK Subban. Yesterday, he admitted what he does to get under other players' skin.
Uh-huh.
He eats gassy food. He holds it. And then whilst on the ice.
Oh.
This is what a millionaire does to gain an edge. You picture in board meetings somewhere. Does this take over? Is it going to be nice? Or do things have to get hostile?
Giving you a second helping. Second helping. In bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy Podcast.
Do you know anybody that has had to take a fluorescent or one of these new energy saving light bulbs in?
No, I haven't.
Now you do.
Where are you going to take it?
I actually had to search this out because I had no idea. And I would have, if I hadn't have just offhandedly heard about it, I just would have thrown the thing away.
Right.
But it's poisonous.
It's bad.
You can take it to the waste management, or you can actually take it to London Drugs of all places.
Oh, they do some recycling there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It's good to know these things because, you know, eventually we'll all have one or two that we need to get rid of.
You can't take your blue box down there and just leave it in front of London Drugs.
No, that's bad.
Not yet. Hey, maybe that would solve our curbside recycling program issues.
Uh-huh.
If all the people from London Drugs on their way to work could just pop by.
And just pick up all our stuff.
Please and thank you. We got a new record for the world's most expensive burger. It has Kobe beef seasoned with smoke, Himalayan salt, black truffle brie, lobster poached in Iranian saffron.
Wow.
Maple syrup coated bacon, beluga caviar, hickory smoked duck egg covered in gold leaf, mango,
cow.
Champagne jus, grated with white truffle, and mayo.
And mayo.
Of course.
Just plain old mayo.
All the finest things in the world need that little hint of mayonnaise.
And how much is it?
$1,770 bucks.
Wow.
For one burger.
It better be good.
I don't know why they do this. Like, what a waste. That would buy 337 Big Macs.
Well, it would.
Hey?
You know, just because they can and because someone's going to show off that they have money, so they'll buy it.
Show off that money and buy 337 people on the street a Big Mac.
That would be a fantastic idea.
There was a little bit of controversy about 10 days ago on The Daily Show involving One Direction, and they an offhanded joke that happened to include a member of One Direction.
Just as you were talking, a new terrorist group just formed with one member each from ISIS, Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, Hamas, One Direction, and the Zetas drug cartel.
What? A super group?
Yeah.
What's their jam?
They like to hijack planes, John, and take them to Cuba.
What?
They're really kicking it old school, John.
They really
Very
are.
Vintage.
Kind of just poking fun at the fact that all these terrorist groups are popping up. So.
Yes.
They threw a member of One Direction into
I thought it was actually kind of funny, but, you know, people are taking it the wrong way.
Twitter groupies.
Those 1Ders out there.
Way too seriously.
Yes.
What are they doing watching The Daily Show
anyways?
I
don't know. They should be in bed.
Finish reading that textbook.
Yeah.
Get to bed.
A middle-aged
woman.
Yeah.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.